1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE and the Cool Jazz Set. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is singer Chloe Brisson, and you are listening to one of the premier jazz programs on the East Coast. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you will enjoy the music. And now, here is your fantastic host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, Chloe. Chloe Brisson, a rising star, and one of our favorites right here on the Cool Jazz Set. And welcome, my friends. This is our 8th anniversary of being on WDCE on Sundays, playing you this great American art, modern jazz with taste. And I'm so glad you could be here. And I hope that you will enjoy tonight's show. It's going to be good. And we're going to start with a rising star, Miss Chloe Brisson. Who, a couple months before her 17th birthday, recorded her debut album entitled Chloe Brisson, Blaming All My Youth. Check it out. It's a terrific recording with some marvelous players on it, including Bill Mays and Marv Stamm. Ben Williams on trombone, Martin Wynn on bass, Matt Wilson the drummer, and Fred Hassel on saxophone, and he did the arrangements. So let's hear from this marvelous young singer, Miss Chloe Brisson, who is a rising senior, by the way, at the New England Conservatory of Music, and on her way to Brazil for a couple of weeks, I understand, to a little tour over there. So we will hope that she has a great trip and look forward to hearing from her when she gets back. So let's hear from Miss Chloe Brisson. Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you.
Falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. And I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day, mm-hmm. you to know.
And the George Robert Quartet live, and featuring George on alto saxophone and Dotto Maroney on piano, Peter Washington the bassist, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. And that's from the album that George Robert All-Star Quartet put out entitled New Life. And you may want to check out his website too, George Robert. There's no S, it's georgerobert.com. Okay, up next, this is a marvelous group that was put together by Hank Mobley, a great tenor player, back in 1956 when they recorded this, I believe. And it's called Tenor Conclave, and it features Hank on tenor, Al Kahn on tenor, John Coltrane on tenor, and Zoot Sims on tenor. And this is a tune called Bob's Boys. Thank you.
Thank you.
the late, great J.J. Johnson, in a quintet featuring J.J. on trombone and his friend Kai Winding on trombone as well, with a really nice rhythm section, 1960 recording, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers the bassist, and Roy Haynes on drums. What a great trombonist he was. He set the bar pretty high. Let's see. Up next, I'm going to play something from Madeline Perrot's recording, Half the Perfect World, The Summer Wind. I think you'll enjoy this.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea and lingered there so warm and fair to walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and strolled on golden sand. Sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Softer than a piper man, one day it called to you, and I lost you to the summer. Thank you.
Hi there, I'm Joshua Redman. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's happening on the music scene. And playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art we call music. Your local school music program provides a golden opportunity for a child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? Get your kids involved with school music.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
And July is Cool Jazz Set Month right here at WDCE. If you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set. We're celebrating our 8th anniversary on this station, playing this great music, and going into our 9th year, and we are very excited about that. I hope you're enjoying the music. I might mention it as well, there's some instruction going on here at the university, and for the time being, the telephone lines in the studio do not work. So if you've tried to call to talk to me and just had it ring, I apologize for that. But hopefully they'll have that fixed before too long. We just heard a nice recording by the Mike Jones Trio. Mike Jones, a pianist, great bassist on that too. Young Katie Thoreau and Matt Wittick on drums. And we heard If I Had You. And I want to thank Mr. Redman for that nice public service announcement, Mr. Joshua Redman. And let's hear from him. Here's Joshua with his nice quartet with Cole Porter's Love for Sale.
Thank you.
Joshua Redman and his quartet, Cole Porter's Love for Sale. Well, I'm going to finish up this first set with a new release by vocalist Lynn Stanley. And she has a wonderful group on this, by the way, too. Bill Cunliffe on piano and Chuck Berghoff at the bassist. And on trombone on this particular cut, Bob McChesney. And just a little tidbit of information you might find this interesting. To record this album, she was able to borrow and use Frank Sinatra's beloved microphone he called Telly. And so that's kind of interesting. Anyway, this is a nice tune. More Than You Know, Miss Lynn Stanley.
Got time.